At first glance, the German-Russian Museum in Karlshorst might seem an unremarkable building. Yet, within its walls are reminders of its importance in history, for this is where the tyranny of Nazi Germany was finally ended, when its most senior soldiers surrendered to their counterparts from the USSR. Tens of millions of Soviet citizens had been murdered in Adolf Hitler's War of Annihilation, and so this was a victorious moment of unity for Russians and Ukrainians. Yet 77 years on, those two peoples are again at war with each other. And for the director of this museum, Vladimir Putin's military actions in Ukraine now have persuaded him to remove the reference to Russia in his museum's name.
The propaganda in Russia is focusing on all the naming in the World War II and talking about fascists in Ukraine, which is a lie. So our job will be to make clear what really happened in history in World War II.
In the decades that followed, generations of Germans were told of the sins of the Nazis. And thus the feeling seemed to take hold. Don't antagonize Russia. Rather, do deals with it. Draw it into the community of nations through trade. Above all, give no country weapons with which to fight Russia. It's a policy the present-day Ukrainian president has repeatedly called on Germany to renounce.
The war's here, and every time we talk to Germany, we remind them that we have war, and they have something they don't need, which we need a lot.
Many here share that view. They feel Germany should be helping the Kiev government much more. And now, finally, so too does their chancellor.
I respect anyone's pacifism. I respect any attitude. But it must seem cynical to a citizen of Ukraine to be told to fight back against Putin's aggression without weapons. This is something that is out of date now.
With weapons like these, millions of Russians and Ukrainians fought and died to defeat the Nazis. What might those soldiers have thought then to learn that one day their two countries would be at war with each other? In 1945, many in the free world saw the Russian soldier as a friend and liberator. Far fewer do so now. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, at the Soviet War Memorial in Berlin.
Let's go live to Nadim Baba in London for us. Nadim, so what's been happening across Europe to mark this anniversary, particularly in the context of Russia's invasion of Ukraine?
Well, Folly, it certainly has been marked. It's not a particularly important anniversary, the 77th anniversary, but given the conflict in Ukraine, it's on everybody's minds, rather. For example, the UK has just announced $1.6 billion worth of extra military support to Ukraine. In Paris, the newly re-inaugurated president, Emmanuel Macron, laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier by the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. It was not a huge event, but very symbolic. And notably, his foreign minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, has referred to the conflict in relation to World War II. He says, "We won't forget the soldiers from across the Soviet Union, including Ukrainians and Russians, who contributed to the victory over Nazi Germany." But he went on Twitter to say, "We reject all forms of instrumentalization and manipulation of the memory of those who gave their lives." Well, it's probably too late for that, because you've heard in Victoria's report how President Zelensky of Ukraine has directly accused the Russians of reenacting the horrors of Nazism in Ukraine right now. And similarly, there has been rhetoric from the Russians since they launched the invasion in February that they were trying to denazify the state, the country of Ukraine, something that most Ukrainians have rejected as ridiculous. The Russians themselves are rehearsing for their commemorations on Monday of Victory Day, remembering all of the millions of Soviet citizens who died during what they call the Great Patriotic War. There have been tanks with photos of Russian soldiers who have died in the last few weeks in Ukraine, a direct link there. It's not clear. Ukraine has accused Russia of preparing for mobilization and a declaration of a full war in Ukraine. The Kremlin is rubbishing that. Alternatively, they might try to present what they've gained so far in the east and the south as a victory, getting the Russian population used to the idea of an ongoing conflict.
Nadeem, thank you for that. Nadeem Baba, live in London.